Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
You're on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Through my life, I felt the spirit calling.
We'll meet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
And I feel like it was worth living.
I can face the future with them here.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here's your old host with most country west music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next hours, I'd like to invite you in to a celebration of life and music of a dear friend of mine, Mr. Ross Clow, who passed away on the 29th of May. So sit back and enjoy this trip down memory lane with a true Land O'Lakes Hall of Famer. Welcome in, friends. And yes, this here is the Way Back with Johnny show on CFRC and also www.osherox.com.
Up above me, I'm a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my
I'm closer to God along the way. Each step I take,
one more curve in life's road, one more
morning, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. I'd like to invite y'all in to another Way Back weekend here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, where this is recorded weekly. I'd also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via historic airways at CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. Yes, we can also be heard over our internet radio at www.osherox.com, our home up the Greater Toronto area, in the Durham County of Oshawa, Ontario. With that all shared, I would like to welcome y'all into a 3-hour tribute of gospel music, as well as a tribute to our dear friend who passed away on the 29th of May. That, of course, is William Ross Clow, forever remembered as Ross Clow, who was born in Verona, Ontario, on April 7th of 1935. He sadly passed away, yes, at the age of 90 this past May. In his time, he became a true legend of this area, having first come into music through the Don Johnson Serenaders Band out of Kingston, Ontario, then leaving country music for gospel music in his 30s. He became what I would class as one of the finest examples of a true Christian man, also a great gospel singer and legend in his own time. He married his wife, the late Donna Wickham, who stood by his side for 70 years, and together they raised a family. Well, today I'd like to remember his music and his career with a lot of his music. So let's open up today's program with a George Jones classic and his immortal classic called Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes? Then we'll follow with Ross Clow himself, and joined here with son Steve Clow and their version of the old Goodman family song called What Heaven Means to Me. With that, I would like to say good morning and welcome in, friends.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without them. All your radio heroes, like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dreams. No, there'll never be another red-headed stranger
a man in black and Folsom prison blue. The Okie from Muskogee, or hello, darling. Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
God bless the boys from Memphis, blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the 50s, old Jerry Lee and Charlie, and Go Cat Go still echoes through the years. You know the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter. You can tell it when he sang I Saw the Light. Old Marty, Hank and Lefty, why I can feel them right here with me on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the
Wabash Cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
Yes, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
A country where no twilight shadows deep. Means to me.
What joy it will be when we get over yonder and join the throng around the glassy sea.
Lovely. And when
But yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. As we open up today's program and say good morning to everybody out there in radio world, I would like to start, as we usually do, with sending out a few special dedications. First of all, to my beloved Mama Dawn, with all my love this Sunday morning. It'll be a classic by the Wilkinsons and 26 Cents. Now, Amanda Wilkinson performed on our farm stage that my dad used to have many years ago. So it's going to be classic by them, titled 26 Cents. And it's also going out in honor of a trip I'm taking up to see a good friend of mine in Niagara Falls. As of tomorrow, I'll be gone from tomorrow until Thursday, but we will be here next Sunday, as we usually are, through CFRC and also www.osherox.com. Anyway, I would like to share a song with Bob Gardner of Niagara Falls, who I am going to Niagara this coming week to see and help him celebrate his 90th birthday on Tuesday the 24th. So for Bob, it's going to be an old classic by Wolf Carter, old Montana Slim himself, Whatever Happened All Those Years. Then we'll wrap up with another all-time classic song going out to my dear friend Willie LaPointe, the mayor of Verona, as he is often known as. It'll be a song by Ross Clough, today's tribute artist, and his recorded version of The Family Bible. I'd also like to dedicate this to my late soulmate, Miss Velma LaPointe, and my late father, Papa Willie B. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Of just 18 years, a penny and quarter taped to a letter, and Mama's goodbye in her ears. She watched as her high school faded behind her, and the house with the white picket fence. Then she read the note that her Mama had wrote, wrapped up with 26. When you get lonely, call me.
just a barefoot boy. And I wandered through the woods and fished a stream. I was always on the roam, never liked to stay at home. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? Her dad was always there to see as we knelt on bended knee. And he thanked the good Lord for the coming day. Then you'd hear one awful wail, someone pull the old cat's tail. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? As I gazed across the prairie while the sun was sinking low, listen to the low of cattle like the years of long ago. Gone are many dear old buddies, pardon if I shed a tear. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? Then one day I thought it best, I jumped a freight train going west. I'd be a cowboy and I'd ride the range all day. I was in the Calgary Stampede, but I could never gain the lead. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? The sun is slowly going down, the good Lord lets me stay around. Many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you one and all when the work's all done this fall. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? The sun is slowly going down, but the good Lord, he lets me stay around. And many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you, one and all, when the work's all done this fall. But can you tell me what's happened to all of those years? To all of those years.
Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. There's a family Bible on the table with its pages torn and hard to read. All that family Bible on the table will ever be my treasured memory. I can see us sitting round the table singing. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. This world with all its toil and trouble, all this world with all they're singing Rock of Ages Cleft for me. I can see
son of country music legend Charlie Walker. Coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back. Enjoy the program.
Pick me up on your way down.
And yes, friends, once again, it is that time of the week to share some Valley legends with y'all today. As we celebrate the legends of the Ottawa Valley, I would like to send a very happy 80th birthday celebration to the 80th milestone birthday of Uncle Ray Chapisky, who lives in Eganville. Now, he celebrates his 80th birthday this week, so in honor of Uncle Ray, it'll be a song that Johnny Mooring recorded many years ago titled Four Strings and I. With that, I'd like to send this out to Uncle Ray with his happiest of birthday wishes. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my good friends Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prairie, Ontario. For them today will be a song by Papa Joe Brown. In keeping with the tradition of gospel for today, we are going to have an all-time classic titled The Deck of Cards by Papa Joe Brown. Then I would like to remind y'all that Vic's show is every Sunday evening from 7 to 10 over CJHR, also known as Valley Heritage Radio, where he plays much the same style as yours truly does, the old-time classic country. So turn that on some Sunday. I'm sure you'll be glad you did. Then we'll follow with a beautiful song I recently came across, and it's going to be Miss Gail Gavin and her version of the old Mac Beattie song titled The Blue Laurentians, and that will also be going out to my dear friend Tom Wilson of Brockville, Ontario. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in up the Valley way, or should I say good day to the Valley listeners. Welcome in, friends.
When I was a young boy, I wanted to play a fiddle like no other man. And then I achieved a great honor, a triple winner in a very big land. I owe a great deal to this country and to my friends close to my heart. And I'll do my best while I'm living to bring music into your hearts. Yes, I've put my whole life in my fiddle and in the joy that it brings. For now, it's my way of living, using God's gift on four strings. When I am sad and I'm lonely, and everything I do turns the wrong way, I reach down and pick up my fiddle, and it turns the dark night into day. When I am old and I'm feeble, and my fiddle I've laid down to rest, I know I'll find peace and contentment in knowing my life has been blessed. Yes, I've put my whole life in my fiddle and in the joy that it brings. For now, it's my way of living, using God's gift on four strings.
Sergeant had a soldier boy up before the provost marshal for displaying a deck of cards in church. The marshal said, "What have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," the soldier replied. "You see, sir, I've been on the march for 6 days, and I've had neither Bible nor prayer book. But I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I see the ace, I'm reminded that there is but one God. And the deuce, it reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. Five were wise and were saved. Five were foolish and were shut out. When I see the six, it reminds me that in 6 days, God made this great heaven and earth. And the seven, it reminds me that on the seventh day, God rested. When I see the eight, I think of the eight righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their three sons and their wives. And when I see the nine, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed to Moses on those great tablets of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me again there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. When I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven, and the jack or knave, the devil. When I count the number of spots on the deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. So you see, sir, my deck of cards has served me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, this story is true. I know, because I was that soldier boy.
Rock of Ages, F.O.P.
Where the blue wrenches wind their way across the sky. Each tree, how my heart often mentions we should ne'er say goodbye to my home up the Ottawa Valley. From the hills of Chapeau to the shores of Lac des Chênes, through Fitzroy fields of grain, up the mighty Madawaska, down some Calabogie Lane, how I long to be back home again. On the way wander where the valley river flows up along the old trails of Champlain. Through the glens of Calibogie, where the pine and maple grow, how I long to go there once again. Just to stroll again is my desire. Down the shady streets of old Arbroath, and from Braeside's hilltop see the view, where the mountain, sky and river blend their blue. Oh, my blue Laurentians, for your beauty I do yearn, 'cause you mean the world and all to me. How my heart often mentions that someday I must return up the Ottawa Valley, to my home up the Ottawa Valley.
I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Now, friends, I'd like to welcome a very special guest of honor through an archived interview to our program this morning, as we celebrate the memories and career of none other than a man we just laid to rest yesterday in Verona after 90 years of life. This next interview was recorded by my late friend Ross Clough in 2020 and I, after I first met Ross while visiting my friend Willie LaPointe. So, in honor of Ross, we're going to play this first part of a two-part interview. We will then hear an all time classic that Ross recorded and wrote many, many years ago, I believe it was 1965, entitled The TV Show. With that, I would like to welcome, in loving memory of a dear friend, Mr. Ross Clough, to our program once again. Welcome in, friends. Now here's Ross.
It's a pleasure to have you here, Ross.
Thank you. Yes, I'm glad.
So yes. Born in Verona in the early to mid-1930s, what are your earliest musical memories growing up?
The first time I remember singing, I was at my grandfather's, and I was about 7 or 8 years old, and my sister was playing the pump organ.
Oh, yes.
And we both sang You Are My Sunshine.
Oh.
That was
yeah,
that's a long time ago.
And yeah. How did you spend your childhood?
Well, I spent it on I grew up on a farm here in Verona, about 20 miles or about a mile out of the village, and milking cows and pitching hay and driving horses and just a real good old farm life.
So you were a traditional farm boy?
I'm a traditional farm boy,
Yeah. I read that you also received your first guitar at the age of 9. Soon you were on your way to country music and gospel music fame. Would you tell us about that?
We used to listen to Grand Ole Opry in Wheeling, West Virginia, on Saturday night when I was in the farmhouse with my parents.
Yes.
And I just longed to be a country singer. So I knew my neighbor had a guitar he wanted to sell, and my dad bought it for me when I was about 10 years old.
Okay.
And it took off from there, and I strummed away, and then I sent away to Sears and Roebuck and got a ukulele and played that, and went from there until I got a a nice Spanish guitar at age about 15 and 16. And after learning to play Spanish on that guitar and singing some of the hit parade country music in the farmhouse, I felt that I wanted to be a country singer. So anyways, it went from there. I met the manager one night at age 17.
Yes.
At a party, house party.
Okay.
And the manager asked me if I would, after listening, if I would go to CKWS.
Okay.
And that was the manager of CKWS, and speak to Don Johnson, who had the Serenaders, and probably one of the top country groups at that time in the 50s in Kingston area. So I went in and I spoke to Don, and he had me sing that day. I sang an old Carl Smith song, Are You Teasing Me?
Oh, yes.
And from that time on, Don had hired me, and I traveled with the Serenaders 10 or 12 years. And it was quite a life, a tough life.
Was it? Yes.
But and I got into alcohol along with everybody else in the group. And after a number of years, I thought I better change my ways if I wanted to survive. So I went to church one night when I was age 30. Mm-hmm. And I asked the Lord to come into my life and help me change.
Yes.
And that very night, I was delivered from alcohol, and I hadn't drank since. And it was just it's been a good life ever since.
Okay. And you also worked with your first group back in 1965 after becoming converted to a Christian, and this was the Gospel Jewels.
Yes.
Yeah.
I formed a country gospel bluegrass group called the Gospel Jewels, and we had traveled considerably through Quebec, all through northern Quebec on Indian reserves. We even took the Polar Bear Express and went to Moosonee for 3 days, and that was quite an experience in itself.
Uh-huh.
And we were well accepted, but we were quite a popular gospel group, bluegrass group. I had very professional instrument players and good singers with me, and I guess probably had that close to 10 years, that group, before we broke up. Yeah.
And you appeared on many television shows, including The Tommy Hunter Show and 100 Huntley Street back in the day. What was Dave Maynes like?
He was very quiet, nice sort of fellow.
Was he? Yeah.
The day that, excuse me, the day that, we were on 100 Huntley Street. It was through my son's Steve Clow, who's a gospel singer, and he had met the lady that got talent for the Tommy Hunter Show, and she had heard my son and I sing, so they asked us to come and be on the show, which we were. And the day that we were there on the show, our host was Graham Kerr.
Okay.
Graham Kerr used to have a show on called The Galloping Gourmet.
Yes.
And he was quite a comical fellow, but a very nice guy, a good Christian guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular day, he was host for Dave Maynes, and he hosted my son and I on 100 Huntley Street. And the song we sang that day was Beulah Land. It's a gospel song. And we had a number of calls that come in of people that were converted that day, because of our testimony that we had given.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. it was quite an experience.
Yes.
On the Tommy Hunter show, just before Tommy took over from King Ganem, on the King Ganem show, the leader of the Serenaders, Johnson, he had to play violin. They were competing for the best violin player in probably Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And I was with him that day. I didn't do anything except sit there, my big white cowboy hat on. My whole family recognized me.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of funny, but through it all, we had a lot of good times.
I'd imagine. Yes, it sounds like it. And I'd like a copy of your television show song sometime, but I understand that you wrote many songs of your own.
Yes.
And one of them was called The Television Show.
Yes.
Would you tell us about that?
After I became converted, I noticed Sunday mornings a lot of people didn't show up. And that's the time that Rex Humbard and other TV pastors were on TV,
mm-hmm.
and I found out that they stayed home and watched them instead of supporting their own church.
Okay.
So I thought, well, I got to write a song about that. So I wrote the song, and a very popular song. First year, I sold hundreds of records on that particular song, and I just wrote it the way I felt. About people being at home watching their TV shows and, instead of supporting their own church. And I think we should support our local church as much as possible.
I find there's more and more less people going to churches nowadays.
Less people, did you say?
Yes, there's like a church decline. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know. I think everybody has their, this is my opinion, I think everybody has their favorite TV programs, and I believe that it keeps a lot of people home from enjoying the fellowship together, and it's kind of sad because we need that every week. We need to congregate together and support each other.
And get the Spirit into us.
And encourage one another of what God has done for us, and it's just wonderful to have somebody to depend on, that when we're sick we can call on them.
That's
and
right.
It's just as close as our breath.
I go to church each Sunday morning to start the week out right, to hear the old time gospel preach so I can sleep at night. It seems like some can stay at home, drink coffee and their cream. I didn't get my religion from the television screen. Please don't mistake me when I talk about the TV shows. They're only meant for shut-ins and the ones who do oppose. Quit finding fault within the church, the preacher and your friend. Get in line with the Word of God and I know it won't offend. Doesn't preach the way he ought to preach. They say the morning all the teachers lay around and sleep. If they could get in full control, they'd show them what to do and sit at home in their rocking chairs and watch their TV shows. My friend, you won't be happy till all complaining stops. Get down on those bony knees and try to get on top. Don't forget to read the Word and pray the heavens down. To the church, assemble yourselves around.
meeting nights and Sundays, let's not fail. The preacher on the TV show won't miss you when you're gone. So let's be faithful to our church. Get back where you belong.
Hello, friends and listeners. This here is Johnny Whitlock, host of Way Back with Johnny, and I'd like to tell y'all about a great concert coming up this summer when Mill Pond Music and Entertainment will be welcoming Moe Pitney to the Grand Theatre here in Kingston, Ontario. That's one night only, June 30th, including the opening acts of Honky Tonk Heart and Griffin McGill, and tickets can be bought in person through the Grand Theatre box office in the Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario here, or also by phoning the box office at 613-530-2050. And this is going to be one show you're not going to want to miss, with an upcoming country music star in the making.
Country ain't even a place on the map. It's a place in your...
Friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that archived interview with our late friend Ross Clough from 2020. Now, I'd like to once again welcome y'all back into the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. And it's once again that time in the program to dive into our vinyl blast from Vinyl Past Weekend archives. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's turn back the years, some 60 years ago, to when Ross Clough was about 30 years old, and him, along with others, known as the Gospel Jewels, recorded an album, meaning a vinyl record, and was released in 1965. Off this album was a great version of an old-time hymn titled Life's Mountain Railway. So I would like to pay tribute to Ross Clough once again with this vinyl recording from that all-time classic Gospel Jewels album. Vinyl record. So turn this up. This is one great version of this song. Welcome in, friends. Now, here we go.
Into it, your brain will glide.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and 101.9 FM. With that mentioned, we would like to send us into the second hour of this weekend's program with a collection of sacred songs, including the legendary Goodman family of Howard and Vessel Goodman and Rusty. With that, we would like to play a classic by this famous family of gospel entitled Everybody Is Headed Home. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my friends, the LaPointe family, who were dear friends of none other than a gospel singer named Johnny Reed. And so by local gospel singer Johnny Reed, it's going to be Next Time You See Me. Then we'll wrap up this set and send us into the very top of the second hour with Ross Clow once again, and a song called From the Manger to the Cross. As y'all will remember, this song was originally recorded by Cowboy Copas many years ago. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say I hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the second hour. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I remember a country church on Sunday morning, how they prayed and we sang the good old songs. Calloused hands raised in the air, the old saints shout, and everybody singing, this world is not my home. And I remember hearing fire and brimstone preach from heaven, and watching sinners run down the aisle, as everybody gathered round and prayed that soul to victory, and tears flowed when a sinner was saved country style. About heaven and how we'll all meet around God's throne. Now it seems as if most of them are missing, and it looks like everybody's going home. I look around and I feel like a stranger, for the old familiar faces seem so few. One by one they all have walked the road to heaven, and somehow I feel like I'm so much closer to. I think of all the good times left behind me, and the saints of God now gathered round the throne. But I know I'll see those old familiar faces once again. We were all just passing through. This world was not our home. And everybody talked about heaven, and how we'll all meet around God's throne. Now it seems as if most of them are missing, and it looks like everybody's going home. And everybody talked about heaven. And it looks like everybody's going home. It looks like everybody's going home.
I'm ready to move to heaven, to a land that's fair and bright, where there is perfect peace in the everlasting light. Jesus is gonna build for me a mansion there, I know. And the next time that you see me, I may be living in my heavenly home. Oh, the next time that you see me, maybe on streets of gold. And the next time that you see me, I may be living my brand new role. Oh, maybe trailing at his feet or shaking his nail-scarred hand. And the next time that you see me, I may be living in glory land. Well, you may come to visit me and knock upon my door, and you may not get an answer, for I won't be living there anymore. You see, I'm here for just a while. Soon I'll be gone.
And the next time that you see me, I may be living in my heavenly home. Oh, the next time that you see me, maybe on streets of gold. And the next time that you see me, I may be wearing my brand new robe. Oh, maybe kneeling at his feet or shaking his nail-scarred hand. And the next time that you see me, I may be living in glory land. Oh, the next time that you see me, I may be living in glory land, glory land.
The story's in the Bible, it's a message sad. The life our Savior lived on earth is told, found upon the pages of the Master's.